Blog Talk Radio.
I beat a 180 and I'm a fighter on video. I'm the best.
Oh, Christ, told the soldiers the prognosis. Probably why I rose from zero to hope. Cause I was wide eyed and open nosed on my approach. Hold the toast, you provoke. 44 snub hugs, my scrotum when I roll. Yes, I hold my own. Swift to think your Debo's clone. I'm aiming, watching switches, just aiming. And next Friday, I can bet you change, man. When them things in hand, it's not a game, man. I coach ya. I bring you much closer to Jehovah. Definition of a soldier, I told ya. I hold the toast when I approach. It's close at all times by my side in the holster. Oh, the roaster. Make me blow my composure. Pop this all over. When the fofo blows and goes. When I'm up in the club, these niggas, they wanna act rough till they get plugged. Watch them bullets fall. Now you touch for much love. Hugging the streets like you in love. Your heart breaks right. In the fool's race, I pulled my tool first, nigga, you was in second place. The second place just means you didn't react with haste. And this differentiates life or murder being a case. If murder was the case, it just means niggas are raped. Another black mother can't eat the food on a plate. Cause she ain't got the taste as if raising you was the waste. Such a short span, young man, said it you wait. First, I'm a man. Second, I'm 5'8". But size and weight won't give a nigga the upper hand. Cause when I pop, I get it.
Won't give a motherfucker the upper hand. 225 pounds, 6'4", 180 and no. And he still lost to Charlie Zelenoff. Hey, man, honestly, man, that was one of my best wins, man. Like, 9 hours, I was just going to different gyms, going to different cities. Like, I was in North Hollywood and downtown. I went back to that spot where I knocked out that Kung Fu champion. That's where I saw that heavyweight black dude that was supporting me. Yeah, I mean, oh, you know, it's crazy, like, where I knocked, I mean, it's, you know, not a surprise, but where I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, the best win of all time, okay, all the other people that go there, all the fighters that backed out of boxing, yeah, they all still show up there, but he doesn't. Literally, I went there 3 times after I knocked him out. He's never, and he was a regular. He, man, I finished that dude. Fuck. He's probably embarrassed. I mean, he got knocked the fuck out. But really, I mean, yeah, look, no matter. Okay, he got knocked out, but fuck, look who knocked him out, though. The fucking GOAT, man. You get knocked out by the GOAT, I mean, yeah, no matter what. Okay, getting knocked out is embarrassing, but bro, he got knocked out by... Well, I heard his pride. I mean, the guy was like 4th degree black belt, you know, literally a world champion in Kung Fu. And then I beat Troy. Phenomenal. 1-2. And then 3 days ago, I outboxed the 180, you know, amateur fighter. But see, he's not really an amateur. He's a pro. He's a pro-level fighter. Come on. He just stayed in the amateurs because, the like I said yesterday on the radio, the fucking HBO pros, they're fake. I'm tired of discussing it. I've done proving it that they're fake. I've beaten them. I've beaten their ass. And, you know, they're fake. Yeah, 150 knockouts and maybe 151 because, no, the last fight was a points, obviously. I'm talking about there was a fight that I literally subtracted a TKO for myself, but the more I think about it, with the Bellator, this guy named Chris, he was 12-0, he fought for this bullshit, fucking delusional TV crap, fake Bellator, same shit Fedor fights for. I would murder Fedor. That guy that I beat would beat Fedor. He was 6'5", light heavyweight. He was skinny, really skinny, but he had a lot, like a longer reach than Wilder. Like 84, 85 inch reach. He was tall as fuck, and I beat the shit out of him in the cage. And then, like, I was winning on points, and we both stopped. We started arguing, and we both got out the cage, took off the gloves, kept arguing and arguing and arguing, and I punched him with a a left hook in the head. I don't remember if he was, no, it wasn't from behind. From behind shots don't count. The thing is, I don't remember if he was looking at or not, but the thing is, it doesn't matter, because when you're in an argument, you better be looking at your opponent who you just fucking fought with gloves on. You know what I mean? So, I'm saying it's probably a TKO. If it is, it originally was, but then I literally subtracted a KO from my record, but why the fuck should I do that? You know, if it's literally a TKO, then it's like, yeah, he didn't do shit back. I punched him, the TV guy at Bellator, I punched him in the face. He didn't do anything back. I just ran his mouth, and that's it. And I left. Yeah, listen, man, all these Bellator, UFC, these guys are jokes, man. Listen, I beat two opponents this year. That would annihilate anybody that you've ever seen on TV. Anthony Thompson and Lee, the 180-0. Lee Waweo, the Samoan. He's 180-1 now. I mean, as a pro, he's 0-1, but come on. 180 wins as an amateur. We're going to have to combine his record. You know, altogether in boxing, he's 180-1. And we're talking 180 wins against all heavyweights. Isn't it amazing? He beat 180 heavyweights, and his only loss is coming to a middleweight. And fucking incredible. Hey, Charlie Zonoff's the best. I've proven that. I've solidified it. I've cemented it. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, and then now it's just, you know, June, next fight. I know I always come back sooner than I say I will, but I did take a month off after knocking out the Kung Fu champion, so I'm going to take another month off for more, because... Alright, this fucking delusional Rick Robinson. Yeah, Troll TV, that's Rick Robinson. Well... Clown, I just won a fight 3 days ago. Beat Troy this month. Knocked out the Kung Fu champion. You're talking shit behind a screen name. You have not fought anybody. The only videos that this guy makes, he's sick in the head. I had no idea it was him. I thought it was Breezeback. Well, I mean, seriously, like a 180-0 boxer? You die in the ring against me and against that Samoan. You'd literally die in the ring against us. Yeah, because no, he has no fighting experience. You know what I'm saying? I bet this guy never even got in a street fight. He probably got bullied in school. You know, he got jumped or his ass beat or whatever. He got knocked the fuck out, I'm sure, without, you know, trying to fight back. The guy's a bitch. Rick Robinson. The guy literally used a fake name. Nick Schneider's his real name. Yeah, and then when I told him, you know, what happens if I decide to come and knock you the fuck out, or nobody ever came to my house. He threatened me, I remember, but that guy's a fucking pussy. And another thing, it's kind of funny, he was fantasizing about my ex-wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was fucking Daria, or like right before I went to go fuck her in Ukraine, this idiot made up some lie that he had naked pictures of my ex-wife. And I was like, really? Show them. And he's like, oh, no, man. He made up some excuse. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. You're sick in the head. I'm going to ignore you. He didn't try. Yeah, he sure tried in the end with those two haymakers, and it didn't faze me. He didn't even connect on me. Just like maybe skin me on the first one and the second one. Yeah, 180-0, it's pretty fucking obvious he's a boxer. We 180-0, that guy would fucking knock Deontay Wilder the fuck out. It's obvious he's a boxer. 185-0, you got no room to talk shit, son. You don't have a single video of you fighting anybody. You're sick, you're mental. Anthony Thompson, this retard is literally getting a Rick Robinson's such a retard. He's literally getting a fucking screen name, creating a screen name of a boxer that I beat this year, Anthony Thompson. You want to fight Anthony Thompson? Hell no. You don't want to fight anybody. You don't want to fight anybody. You're all talk. You're all bark. Where's you don't want to fight me, Lee, or Anthony Thompson. You don't want to fight anybody. You're a joke. You're mentally ill. Yeah, like this motherfucker said the same. He was talking shit that Daria didn't exist. Hey, Daria sure exists, right? Fucking showed her on video, wedding pics. I don't give a fuck about her. I divorced her. Hey, she's available. I mean, whatever. She has some clown boyfriend, but she's using the guy for money. She even told me. You know what I'm saying? As crazy as Daria is, she would never get anywhere near you. Delusional Robinson? Never. Sick motherfucker, man. This whole fucking time, I'm fucking busting jaws and this guy's making fucking screen names. I just beat a 180 and no heavyweight, you fucking moron. You'll never know how that feels like. You'll never know how to, because you're not a fighter. You're jealous, man. You're fucking retarded, sick in the head, beyond repair, crazy. Fucking talk about a keyboard warrior, man. This guy talks shit. All his videos, he points a camera at himself, but yet there's no fighting. No fighting whatsoever. Anyways, man, this is a boxing radio. I don't want to talk about some delusional trolls. And Rick Robinson's mentally ill. He's sick. I just beat a 180 and no fighter. In 2 months, I'm going to Europe to see my sexy girlfriend. You know, and it's... thing is, like, again, I posted Daria. I have nothing to prove. A 185-0 professional fighter, professional boxer, world champion. You know, listen, now all the people that doubted the UBF, they have no credibility whatsoever. This year has been a flawless year. I mean, yeah, it's been hard to get fights, but every time I get a fight, I look better than ever. It's just like I'm in my prime. And I'm going to get to 200-0 and then retire for a little bit and then continue the winning streak. 185 fucking wins in a row, consecutive, man. Yeah, if my record wasn't real, then how in the fuck did I beat a 180-0 amateur? I didn't have a single amateur fight in my life. And I beat a 180-0 amateur who's obviously, you know, ready for the pros, for any pro. And I beat the shit out of him. That left hook at 128, dude, that was masterclass, master boxer performance. And Rick Robinson is a delusional virgin who's never had a girlfriend. I mean, come on, if the guy had a girlfriend, he would, you know. Well, my girlfriend is long distance. You know, saying when I'm physically with her, like when I was with Daria, my ex-wife, yeah, we were long distance, but also we started, but then... when I went to Ukraine, I was always, like, with her, you know. I was posting pictures with her every goddamn day, videos, you know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'll box the fucking heavyweight. The guy had 8-ounce gloves, too. And he wanted to take them off and put on bigger gloves. And I literally said, I bet that was another dagger in Boxer X heart. I literally said, no, I'm the GOAT, man. It's all right. You can keep him on. And I beat his ass with bigger gloves on, despite him having a weight advantage, a height advantage, a glove advantage, a reach advantage. Hey, Charlie Zelenoff, the GOAT. You know what advantage I had? I'm the fucking GOAT. That's the advantage that I have over everybody. Speed, power. Even though I didn't hit him full out, I hit him with full hand speed, but... yeah, he was, you know, he was timid, but in the end, he threw. I'm telling you, man, those punches. I asked him. I'm like, why were you gun shy until the end? He said that a lot of his fights, he knocked out a lot of his opponents in the last 30 seconds to 20, 30 seconds of each fight. He wouldn't throw shit until the very end. He said he would tire his opponents out. That would be his tactics. He said it would work all the time. He said it didn't work against you, but it worked in the amateurs. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, 99% of my fights are just me dropping bombs on motherfuckers and them just getting knocked the fuck out or TKO, KO. Like I said, I'm glad this fight went the distance because we agreed to go one round. I'm glad it went the distance and it showed my full arsenal as a boxer. And that's it, you know. And listen, I got plenty of master classes, but see, with Jules Vall, Jules Vall is a fucking clown, man. I realized it, man. Jules Vall was easy. He was too easy. That's why I said TV fighters are fucking garbage. Zval is not garbage, but the more I think of it, listen, I'm beating way better fighters than him. Anthony Thompson, the ninja guy, ninjutsu, Muay Thai, fucking Sambo Russian. This motherfucker, 180, you know, this guy would murder Jules Zval. This guy would. The more I think about it, Jules Zval is like, he's whatever, man. That was a great victory, obviously. Morally, you know, because he's a fucking TV fighter. I hate TV fighters. I expose them. But come on, like at that time, yeah, he may have been number two. But now, fuck no. He's not even. I'm not even sure he's in the top five of the UBF. Anthony Thompson, the last guy, the 180-0 Samoan. Dude, these guys were fucking the Sambo Rush and the Ninjutsu guy, Southpaw Sill. They would all beat the shit out of Jules Zval and Deontay Wilder. That's what I said. Deontay Wilder knocked him the fuck out in the ring. And when there's controversy, when there's talks of a rematch, and when the other fighter, the other party does not want a rematch, what do? You beat better fighters. And it's not, well, believe me, it's not hard to find a better fighter than Deontay Wilder. He's not that good. You know what I'm saying? If he was that good, he would have been fighting much better boxers. What the fuck is a Gerald Washington? He was getting his ass beat. Fucking, it's listen. Mainstream boxing is all rigged. It's all scripted. All rigged bullshit. To all the fans that left good comments, thank you. Appreciate it. No, there's actually a lot of people that, you know, I saw in real life, real fans. I told them to subscribe in front of me. They subscribed on their smartphones, and that's why you see a lot of good comments. So it's genuine good comments. Because a lot of internet fucking fakes, they like to leave, you know. Yeah, you clowns are retarded. This is that. In all seriousness, you cannot take the piss anymore. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. I've been saying it for years. I've been proving it for years. But now it's to the point where, like, even you motherfuckers got to surrender. Come on, I beat a 180, no amateur. I've never had an amateur fight in my life. I'm the greatest of all time. That's it. Went straight to the pros. 185-0 as a pro. Everybody congratulated me. My uncle, my dad, my cousin, my girlfriend, everybody. My fans, longtime friends, Alex, Big Mike, everybody congratulated me. Charlie Z, you're number one. Big Mike's dad. Motherfucker does, like, literally. He never congratulates anybody for anything. And he literally said, "Man, Charlie Z, you're the champ." I mean, damn. Yeah, my girlfriend said, "Yeah, baby, you're the best." No surprise to me. But, yeah, what can I say? I bet Daria regrets losing me. But I warned her. I gave her a billion chances. I should have dumped her a long time ago, but man, I had enough. It was hard, man. A girl that hot, you know. Ah, man, I got. Yeah, the day that I left her, I kicked her out of the house. I sent her to her mom. I said, look, I pay the rent here. You're going to have to go. And give me a day to think if I still want to be with you or not. Because if I react on impulse, I might make the wrong decision. So please take your stuff and leave. Maybe you can come back tomorrow if I decide. And what I did was I'm like, you know what? My heart said, this girl's not the one. I fucked her so many times. Okay, sex is great, but you can't live with somebody because, no. I could just get a girl just as hot and we'll have a better personality. And I did. I did that. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, what happened is I literally packed my shit. I left a lot of fucking stuff at well, I mean, I can't call it Daria. Okay, our former house in Ukraine. Me and my ex-wife lived in that. I left a lot of shit there because, you know, I just didn't want extra luggage and all that shit, but whatever. She can have memories, Charlie Z. Obviously, I took my boxing gloves, so I didn't leave that. Fuck no, man. But, no, I'm selling, like, clothes, you know. Shit, I even left my Kobe Bryant shoes over there, man. Damn. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about Kobe. But, nah, the shoes are good, but. And I left her. And my current girlfriend got a bombshell. Doesn't cause any problems in my life. Meeting her in June. Oh, another thing. To address the schizophrenic troll, Rick Robinson, he said, you know, something about European women and American women. Listen, I've had more American girlfriends than European, than Russian girl. But see, the thing is, like, I'm not Russian girls are better. Yeah, I like when a girl, like a hot girl, like speaks my language. Obviously, I'm English, but come on. As long as the pussy's tight, man, that's all that matters, man. You know what I'm saying? No, I had plenty of American bitches. They're most of them. I live in Hollywood. It depends where you live. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you live in fucking Indiana, Cleveland, Mississippi, Nebraska, or some shit, or you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but if you live in a big cities like L.A., New York, even Miami, you know, like, it's good to have side pieces here, you know. But the girlfriends I had here, I got engaged. My ex-wife, well, she was fucking crazy, you know what I mean? Women in Hollywood, I literally live in Hollywood, like, right in fucking Hollywood. Women in Hollywood are hot, but they're stuck up as fuck. They don't last. They're gold diggers. They don't make for good wives. You know, that's it. Like, Russian girls are better, man. Oh, trust me. In Ukraine and Russia, like, the women are even hotter. No offense to American girls. They are, but, well, the American girls really are sexy as fuck. It depends on the girl, but I'm saying that, yeah, they got fucking stuck-up bitches in Ukraine and Russia, too. It's just in Europe, but, oh, European women, what the fuck? They're not easy. You know what I'm saying? My girlfriend's Russian, but, you know, she was in Europe. I'm saying that a girl's hot as mine, I'm telling you. It takes the champ to get a girl like that. And plus, I beat the fuck out of everybody in L.A. There's nothing for me to do here. In my last win, I beat a 180-0 fighter. What a perfect farewell fight in the United States, because there's nothing. I beat everybody. I beat fucking hundreds of motherfuckers in L.A. I beat a lot. I beat, what, eight people in Vegas. But Vegas is smaller. It may be the fight capital, but there's a lot of delusional mainstream fighters like Chuck Liddell or like Floyd Gayweather in Vegas that don't want to fucking box. I knocked out Mayweather Sr. there. That's the fight that made me really famous to the next level. And then I beat way better fighters. Mayweather Sr. is a joke. Come on. I beat a 180-0 amateur that would put Mayweather Jr. and Mayweather Sr. in the fucking hospital. But the thing is, Mayweather Sr. is more famous for losing to Charlie Z than he is for losing to that clown Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's a joke. I'd kill that guy. But he's too small for me. Come on. Beating 6'4 heavyweights that are 180, that have almost 200 wins. That's not a debate. But anyways, I was born and raised in L.A. I love L.A. no matter what. I mean, this is the city where it all started, but it's just, I beat everybody. I'm not willing to have 9-hour waits anymore. Yeah, it was worth it. It was definitely worth it. I beat a 180-0 heavyweight boxer. It was worth it, but the thing is, it's just 9 hours, man? Fuck. And believe me, all these quote-unquote boxing gyms, that these delusional haters that schizophrenic guys like Rick Robinson call boxing gyms, you know what happens? I call them all. They all know me. And you know what they say? Every time I say, hey, you got heavyweights? You got cruiserweights? I want to fight. Charlie Zonoff. I want to fight. Real fight. 100% full out. Like me and Derek the Giant. You know what I'm saying? Full out. You know what they say? Oh, I'm sorry, but we only have headgear, and we only allow with headgear. No filming, and 16-ounce gloves, maybe 14-ounce gloves at the smallest. And that's it. No filming? 14-ounce gloves? Headgear? What the fuck do I look like to you, motherfucker? All my fights are without headgear. Fucking real matches. With small gloves. Hell, I wore bigger gloves than my last opponent. The guy was fucking 180-0. He was a goddamn heavyweight. Super heavyweight. Tall. 225 pounds. Reach. No, literally. I literally smashed the box rack like never before. I know my knockout was the best win, but the thing is that, come on, that Simone 180-0 would fuck up the Kung Fu. I would always put box rack. Their backs are against the walls now. This is they can't come back from this. That's it. I mean, they can talk shit, whatever, but it's the TMZ, all these sick motherfuckers, all these trolls, ESPN2. Look, I mean, I watch basketball, but I'm talking about the delusional Teddy Alzea. Joe Rogan, what's up, guys? Turns out you people are fucking misguided and crazy and retarded, and, you know, I beat a 180-0 heavyweight boxer that swung two haymakers at me. If he swung those motherfuckers at you, you clowns would be knocked the fuck out. I hate people like Joe Rogan. I hate people that just talk. That literally don't. See, I back up everything. Hey, go on YouTube right now. On my channel. Forget this delusional, schizophrenic Rick Robinson. He's a troll. Forget Breezeback. They're sick trolls. Go on my channel and look at how many motherfuckers I beat. Go back to 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. I won 72 fights, like 60 of them are 50 or 60 of them on video. This year, flawless year. Hard to get fights, but, you know, the opposition is just literally on a level of its own. I mean, it's just beating everybody. Like, man, look how many O's I took, man. Fucking Anthony Thompson undefeated. Troy undefeated. This motherfucker undefeated. Holy shit. No, it's like every fight I'm fighting an undefeated fighter, man, and I'm beating them. Now that's how you test yourself. This dude was no fucking Mayweather Jr. This fucking fake motherfucker, man. I would take his O too. Every, come on, man. I just beat a fucking heavyweight. He's fucking tiny, man. He's small. I'd kill him. I knocked his fucking dad out when I was fatigued, man. I'd murder Mayweather Jr., man. Yeah, I mean, just beat a fucking 6'4", 225-pound heavyweight southpaw. And this clown is talking about Conor McGregor. Motherfucker, why are you challenging some, you know, yeah, he may be bigger than you, but he's still small. Why are you challenging a guy who doesn't even box? I mean, he's a shitty MMA fighter, and he's even worse as a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Why are you challenging this motherfucker? Maybe the Jr. is a clown, man. Yeah, why not honor your father? Fight the man that knocked your father out in 2011 in Las Vegas in your own fucking hometown. And then I made a video the next day and said, Floyd, where you at? I just smashed your dad. Nothing. Dude, he wasn't even there. I told Senior, I'm like, after the fight, I'm like, call your son right now. Call your son right now. I'll do the same shit to him. I'll drop him. He's nothing. No, what son? These people are fake. Well, Senior got in there with me, though. He gets that credit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he got smashed, but yeah, but man, we're talking like 7 years ago, 6 years ago. I'm a lot better now. Come on. Look at the comp. Yeah, the let's see. Anthony Thompson, 25 years old. 180-0. He's also younger than me. He's in his, like, 20s. This is it, man. I finished your haters, man. I'm the best. Yeah, you literally have no excuses now. The opposition, undefeated, world class, 20s, 30s, they know, you know, the whole made with, oh, he's old, you know, fucking, every time I beat a, like, Kung Fu guy or a Taekwondo guy or a Marine or a SEAL, they're like, oh, but when are you going to beat a boxer? Anthony Thompson, pure boxer, undefeated, beat his ass. Troy, pure boxer, undefeated, beat his ass. The last guy, Lee, Samoan, 180 and no boxer, beat his ass, did not even get hit. You people are fucking crazy. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. Now I'm just going to enjoy life, man. Enjoy the win. Watch this win. All my wins. That's it. Listen, even if I said, all right, you know what, tomorrow I want to go get 186. For one, nobody wants to fight. Everybody knows me here. It's done in America. I did it. Yeah, maybe in like after I get to 200-0 in Europe, and then 250-0, and then I come back with my girlfriend to America to visit my family, my parents. Then, yeah, then maybe I'll get a win. I'm not saying this was the last fight in America in L.A., but yeah, I'm saying it's the last one in a while. It's like it's time. That's it. I beat everybody, man. I beat everybody here. Oh, yeah, in Europe, yeah, opponents are going to pile up. That's what I'm saying. I get my rest. I'm gonna go. Make love to my girl in Europe. And then, you know, a week, two passes, and then I'll be like, all right, you know, June, early June, mid-June, I'll be like, all right, you know, it's time to get back in. Come on, I took a month off after the Kung Fu Champion. Okay, the Kung Fu Champion, it was, I mean, nothing can top a knockout like that unless, okay, if I knocked out the 180-0 guy like that, oh yeah, fuck yeah, then that would have been the greatest one ever. Well, since I went on points, it's still debatable, man, because the opponent was better. I mean, yeah, but 4th degree black belt Kung Fu, okay, but, I dropped him right away. I could do that to anybody. This fight went the distance, but this guy was better, though. He would knock out he would outbox the Kung Fu champion. He would beat him. I'm saying it's just, you know, it's like fighting every month, 19 months in a row. I mean, like, and look, I announced I'm going to fight till I'm in my 40s. You people are going to witness this for another decade or maybe even longer. So I deserve a fucking vacation. I ain't retiring. Fuck no. Don't worry, man. I'm not No. I'm not retiring. No chance of retirement. This is it. No way. Yeah, of course, when I'm like maybe I plan to fight for another 16 years. At least another 11 years. Since I'm almost 29, I'm going to be 40 in 11 years. At least another 11 years. Another decade. More than a decade. 11 years is more than 10 years is a decade. Okay, a decade and an extra year. At least till I'm 40. Yeah, so if I take 2 months off, believe me, I deserve more than that. But I just wouldn't be able to take more than 2 or 3 months off. I would just like. But after a win like this, it's gonna be come on, it's gonna be hard to find an opponent with 180 fucking wins. It's just, you know. Okay, yeah, in June I could score a win, as good as this, you know what I'm saying, or even better. I could knock out a guy with like 100 wins. He won't have 180, but he'll have like maybe 100 fucking fights or something. Put him to sleep. But I'm saying if I go rapidly and just go look for 186, especially in a town where I own this town, I literally fucking beat everybody's ass. You know, I literally fucking, as far as boxing goes, I run that way. I do. Okay, I beat everybody in street fights here. Teardrop, Musclehead, Gangbangers. I knocked Deontay Wilder out in here. Everybody. 6-1 Russian, July 3rd. I showed him my fireworks the day before 4th of July. I knocked him the fuck out in front of his homeboys. They threw the Hammer Bros. That's what my homie calls them. You know, like the Splash Brothers, Golden State Warriors. Hammer Bros, man. Motherfuckers threw a hammer because their boy got knocked out, man. They still missed. Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Charlie Zelenoff, when you come to Los Angeles, the first celebrity that you think of is Charlie Zelenoff. If you don't, then something's wrong with you. You know, this ain't Kobe Bryant City, man. I mean, in basketball it is. But, and he retired too, but as far as boxing goes, Charlie Zonoff beat everybody. Los Angeles, listen, I went to Vegas. I beat Anthony Thompson. I beat the best LA had to offer. I beat the best Vegas had to offer. I beat the best Ukraine had to offer. And that was not the Klitschko brothers. I beat much better fighters in Ukraine. The Klitschko's ducked me. They didn't. Listen, these clowns. Vitaly Klitschko, he may be the mayor. Listen, he's a clown. Nobody. He's a laughingstock as a boxer. He's a laughingstock as a mayor. Literally. No, they're clowning. Ukrainians are clowning Vitaly Klitschko. They're saying this guy is shit at boxing and he's shit at politics. He doesn't know what the fuck he's. He's just literally rambling some delusional crap. So all he has to do is, you know, take a day off from his politician career, put on gloves, get in the fucking ring with Charlie Zonoff. I was in Ukraine. I went there 3 fucking times. I know Vitaly Klitschko. No, I know him personally. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, I punked Chuck Liddell. I beat Deontay Wilder. Yeah, me and Wilder, you know, have beef. Had beef, whatever, you know, this guy wants no part of me, obviously, you know, he saw the last guy that I beat would kill Wilder. Okay, the Vitaly Klitschko, I've seen the dude about five times, maybe more. Look, I don't know, I see it, like, do you count every time you see somebody that you know? No, I've seen him many times, I know the motherfucker. And I was just a kid at that time. And I told him, I said, when I get older, motherfucker, you better watch out. See, and he's watching out to the point where he wants no part of me. Him, his brother. Yeah, I don't like his brother. I hate his brother. Vladimir, yeah, that dude's a fucking prick, man. Look, these guys suck. I've been challenging the Klitschkos way before I was this good. I was, when I beat Vasquez, you know, I was in the zone that fight. You know what I'm saying? At that fight, I was like, hey, listen, man. Mayweather's a joke. I would obviously kill Mayweather. I called out Mayweather Jr. right away in the ring. But then I was like, wait a minute, this power would knock out heavyweights. What do? I start fighting heavyweights. I start knocking out heavyweights. And I said, hey, you know what, bring on the Klitschkos. I got a hold of them. I got their number. I got the fake 2, K2. Called them. You know what I'm saying? It's like I used to train the same gym with the Klitschkos. We used to, like, me and Vitaly were both hitting the punching bag, and we were just talking and rushing to each other. But see, I was a kid at that time. And then when I, like, peaked, not even, okay, I'm right now I'm in my prime. I'm saying when I was, like, a few years, 2, 3, 4 years before my prime, okay, when I reached, what I'm trying to say is when I reached world-class level, that's when I said, hey, Klitschko, let's get in the ring. I'll knock you out. That's when he started ignoring me. Before, he didn't ignore me. Of course, when I was a kid, when I was, like, a teenager, when I was, I started boxing at 16. Well, see, the thing is, yeah, pro level. I'm saying I went pro right away without amateur fights. And yeah, I mean, the last guy that I beat, I mean, this guy would murder the Klitschkos. I mean, come on. They're slow. They're not coordinated. They suck. They're not good. I'm not just saying it, you know, because they ducked me and they wasted my time. I literally mean it. I genuinely mean it. The Klitschkos are not good. They're horrible. They're horrible fighters. They're not. They're horrible boxers. This is it. And Anthony Joshua, I exposed the Joshua Bitchko shit. I exposed these morons March 23rd, 3 days ago. I beat a much better fighter than both of them. Yeah, Lee Samoan, 180-0. Dude, this guy would box circles around Joshua and Klitschko. And he'd stop them or knock them out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, beating a 180-0 fighter is better than beating 10 Deontay Wilders, man. Seriously, that's Wilder's a joke, man. I beat the guy already, you know. Forget the Wilder rematch. It's not going to happen. He doesn't want to box. It's just forget about it. Forget the bitch goes. Well, Joshua, I mean, listen, he sucks, but okay, yeah, the 180-0 guy would kill Joshua, but I beat him with ease. You know, there's no point of a rematch. You know, that fight was, it looked spectacular. It was like my second best one ever, you know. It even tops the Anthony Thompson fight. It does, because I looked even better. I didn't even get a hit. But Joshua, I'm saying I'm going to Europe to be with my sexy, lovely, bombshell, super hot, curvy girlfriend. So, I mean, I would want to impress her, find Anthony Joshua's gym in England, make a trip with my girl, and knock Anthony Joshua the fuck out on video. I would, and I have Tyson Fury's number, his uncle's number, whatever. I mean, would want to knock him out too. Listen, you all saw it, man. Big heavyweights, they're tailor-made for me. The guy that I beat 3 days ago is a lot more skilled than Tyson Fury. A lot stronger, faster, better. What the fuck is 25-0 against fucking fake boxer like pros when this guy was 180-0? Yeah, in the amateurs, but I'm sure he beat much better fighters than Tyson Fury. And he's heavyweight division, natural heavyweight. I asked him, like, were you always a heavyweight? He said, yep. Always a heavyweight. He was a natural heavyweight. I beat a natural heavyweight with an undefeated record. Undefeated record with nearing 200 wins. That's amazing. Two fighters, both with 180-plus wins. Fuck. Well, he had 180. I had 184. See, so that right there ultimately proves that BoxRec is a fraud. Okay, think about it. These idiots, I mean, these delusional clowns, I always knew that they were wrong, and I always knew that I'm the GOAT. But now, like I said, I smashed BoxRec. I destroyed them. They literally cannot say anything. No, they can, but it's just not going to have any credibility. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I beat a 180-0 amateur boxer that would annihilate any heavyweight in the so-called heavyweight division of BoxRec. And HBO, listen, BJ Flores is a goddamn, he belongs in the circus, all right? I had beef with the guy. That's the only reason why I wanted to knock him out. He's not in my fucking league. That's why he backed out and threatened to shoot my ass and told me to come to Arizona. Because in Arizona, it's illegal to carry guns and all that shit. He's a pussy. Challenge is still out there. If BJ Flores wants a title shot, the thing is, the challenge is still out there. He would be no challenge. He's a clown. He called me out. He actually called me out on Facebook. He said, hey, I'll fight Zelenoff off. And then as soon as I called him, and as soon as shit got real, Flores was like, oh, fuck. He was like, yeah, never mind. He's like, yeah, come to Arizona so I can shoot you. Yeah, literally, he's a pussy, you know what I mean? We had like two or three arguments on the phone. He's a joke. So anyways, what I want to say about FakeRec. FakeRec, bitch, you feel now, man. Looks like I ruined your week. But nah, see, these clowns, they would always deny my underground record. And you know, they would always talk about these great amateurs and these so-called great pros. But Charlie Zelenoff just beat a 180-0 heavyweight amateur boxer. You understand? You people are so delusional. BoxRec.com. How in the fuck did I beat a 180-0 heavyweight boxer? You know, how did I do it? Because I'm the GOAT, but if I'm 185-0, 0-1 fighters, no 0-1 fighter would ever beat a 180-0 fighter. Impossible. I'm 185-0. That just goes to show how great I am and how delusional you people are. This is it. Now you bitches know it. My record is real. That's it. Well, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, I beat a fucking 180-0 heavyweight. I mean, fuck. Not one single amateur fight in my life. And I beat his ass. I clowned him, literally. Pot shot at him. You son of a bitches probably didn't believe your goddamn eyes when I posted that video of my victory.